Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Happy it's Monday.
Happy National Indigenous People Day. Drop one of Clues Bombs for all the indigenous people.
Okay.
Only Christopher we acknowledge is Wallace. You know how this goes each and every whatever day. What's that guy's name?
Columbus.
There you go.
Oh.
Him.
There was a lot of traffic on the road this morning, so I assume most people don't have a holiday today. People don't get off, so I'm not mad at that.
You're not here. How would you know what the traffic looks like?
Because I'm in Detroit, and usually there's, still a lot of traffic.
Envy, I'm going to tell you something. That has to be top three dumbest things you ever said.
No, yeah, there's traffic. No traffic today.
She is somewhere where it's a place, where it's highways.
Where people go to work.
Oh, that is
Come
true,
on,
though.
Envy.
It is. No, they're not an hour behind us.
Are they an hour behind Detroit? No.
No.
It's still 5 in the morning out there. There's usually nobody on the road at 5
it's never
in the morning.
Really
yeah, that's what I'm saying. There was a lot of traffic this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, how was everybody's weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually in Detroit. I went to go see Birth of a Nation again yesterday for the second time.
Well, at least you supported.
I took 20 people with me out in Boston to go see it.
Salute to everybody who supported Birth of a Nation this weekend. Went to go see the Nat Turner movie. It only did like 7.5 million this weekend.
Why didn't nobody support?
Because people don't like liberation. They like oppression. Ain't no money in black liberation. The money's in black oppression.
There's a lot of minorities out there that I figured would go support this movie.
Hey, man. Like I said, the money's in black oppression, not black liberation.
I went to go see The Girl on the Train, too. I went to go see that. I didn't like that. That was garbage.
Why would you go
see
that?
Did you see the preview for that movie, Get Out?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Woo!
I did. That's not. I don't know.
What?
I thought it was a spoof at first, but then I found out that Peele is behind it, so that's why it looks like that. But I guess it's like a comedy horror movie. I'm not interested in seeing it.
And why didn't Gabrielle Union promote Birth of a Nation? Like, I didn't see her talk
she
about
did.
It. She did?
She oh. did. She did a whole lot.
Okay, she did.
She even talked about her own experiences when she was younger, getting sexually assaulted and everything, and playing that role in the movie. She did talk about it a lot.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Y'all don't have to worry about seeing no more black liberation
That's
stories.
A wrap now.
Hollywood ain't showing y'all no more black liberation stories. There ain't going to be no Haitian Revolution. There ain't going to be Denmark VC. None of that. Y'all just going to keep getting oppression. 16 years a slave coming soon. Okay? More the butler, more the help, all that good stuff. Ain't going to be no more black liberation stories because black liberation stories don't make no money.
Okay,
so
watch.
I went from watching that yesterday to coming back to watching part of the debate, then to watching Issa Rae's new show on HBO, Insecure.
Oh, I watched Insecure on HBO Go, and I watched it again last night. Insecure is funny as hell. Drop one of Clues Bombs in Insecure, damn it.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
What time did it come on last night?
Came on
10:30.
At 10:30.
Now, my Giants were getting smashed at that time.
Oh, I didn't have to worry about that because my team already had won, you know what I mean, since like 7:30, 8 o'clock, okay? The Dallas Cowboys, 4-1, number one in the NFC East. Drop one of Clues Bombs for them, damn it. Okay? I don't know nothing about losing this week. Or the past 4 weeks if
this
we keep
week.
In score. If we keep in score the past 4 weeks, okay?
But what happened when you played them Giants, though?
Negro, please.
That's all I got to say. I ain't got nothing else to say.
I just need you know what I need to know? Can we say the P word on the radio this morning?
What P?
The P
no.
word.
No, you
no,
cannot say the P
you
word.
You can't say pussy cat?
Yes, you can say pussycat.
Hold on. Can I drop
all
the
right,
cat, though?
Right.
The question.
No, you cannot drop
Why
the cat.
Why not? It's in context.
No, you cannot drop the
it's
cat.
It's hard not to. I heard it on CNN all weekend long, okay?
No, you cannot.
I saw very distinguished people who can articulate and are more eloquent than me using the word over and over and over. So why can't we this morning?
No, we're not going to use
are
that
Are you
word.
Sure? It's in context.
No, it's not in context.
Yes, it is.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Unless you're likening yourself to Donald Trump.
What do you mean?
You know.
No, I'm quoting Donald Trump, actually. That's what I'm doing.
Let's not do
that. I'm reporting the news.
Well, we'll talk about that in front page news. What else are we talking about, Yee?
That. And we'll talk about the debate. We'll talk about what Donald Trump said, these tapes that have come out and leaked, and we'll tell you how Hillary Clinton has responded and how President Barack Obama has responded as well.
That's right. Grab Monday morning by the pussycat, baby. Let's go.
Don't scare me. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. That was Drake Riri with Too Good. Let's get in some front page news. Now, the Nationals beat the Dodgers to tie the series 1-1 in baseball. The Blue Jays swept the Rangers in 3 games. Now, NFL, Patriots beat the Browns. Welcome back, Tom Brady.
Welcoming Tom Brady back for?
For the people in Boston that listen.
Man,
in New Hampshire, I was up there the last
like
4 days.
Act like you a Giants fan.
I am a Giants fan,
man. You don't
gotta
care about no
My
Tom
Giants
Brady.
My Giants beat the Cowboys.
5 weeks ago, baby.
So what? I'll take
5 weeks ago.
So?
Just jump to the Cowboys call right now.
All right?
Let's do it.
Lions beat the Eagles. The Colts beat the Bears. The Titans beat the Dolphins. The Redskins beat the Ravens. The Vikings beat the Texans. The Steelers beat the Jets. The Falcons beat the Broncos. The Bills beat the Rams. The Raiders beat the Chargers. The Giants had a tough time with the Packers. And the Panthers play the Bucks tonight.
The Giants got washed. The Dallas Cowboys, my Dallas Cowboys, grabbed the Cincinnati Bengals by the pussycat and beat them 28-14 to be number one in the NFC East. Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Dallas Cowboys, damn it.
Are you proud that you guys beat the Bengals?
Yes, I am. Okay, we can only beat who's in front of us. We beat who's on the schedule. God bless Dak Prescott. God bless Ezekiel Elliott.
They beat the Giants, though. Now, let's talk about the presidential debate.
All right, before we get into that, let's talk about what happened over the weekend with Donald Trump, where they leaked this conversation from 2005. It was a hot microphone, and he was talking with Billy Bush, who was then on Access Hollywood. I guess he was about to be on Days of Our Lives. He was doing an appearance on there, and here is what that leaked tape sounds like.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the Ooh, nice legs, huh?
Mm-mm-mm. Grab them by the
pussycat.
Vagina, as he says. All right, well, here is Donald Trump attempting to defend these remarks.
This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. You know, when we have a world where you have ISIS chopping off heads, where you have so many bad things happening, this is like medieval times. We haven't seen anything like this, the carnage all over the world. Can you imagine the people that are frankly doing so well against us with ISIS? And they look at our country and they see what's going on. Yes, I'm very embarrassed by it. I hate it. But it's locker room talk, and it's one of those things.
ISIS has nothing to do with Trump.
Yeah, somehow
Trump
ISIS
grabbing,
came up.
Grabbing the pussy.
He can't answer a straight question for nothing.
Unless the woman's name was ISIS, she has nothing to do with
it. I mean, it's a teachable moment for guys, though, because I believe in the mirror effect. I believe you can look in the mirror and see everything that's right with you and everything that's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do think that we need to watch our rhetoric towards women.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's publicly or privately.
Right.
All right, well, here's what Hillary Clinton had to say about Donald Trump's remarks.
We have seen him insult women. We've seen him rate women on their appearance. We saw him after the first debate spend nearly a week denigrating a former Miss Universe in the harshest, most personal terms. So, yes, this is who Donald Trump is.
And people got... go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, they said that that's not even the worst of things that he said. According to Celebrity Apprentice, people who worked on that show, they have even worse things that they can't leak because they have some type of confidentiality agreement. Mm. But they're like, this is nothing compared to what Donald Trump normally says.
I mean, if you can go listen to Trump on Howard Stern, Trump used to wild out. I mean, that's why mm-hmm. I mean, just to play devil's advocate, I mean, the guy's not a politician. So if you go back 11, 15 years, 20 years, he's probably going to be saying all types of wild stuff on record and off record because he's a freaking billionaire reality star.
Well, I'm disgusted.
Do you hold him to the same standards as a politician because he's the GOP nominee now?
You should.
But for past comments?
I wouldn't want him to be president.
Yeah, because he still thinks
because
like that.
Because that was 10 years ago. That's how he was feeling 10 years ago. And they said that's not even the worst of things that he said. And people are like, oh, yeah, no big deal. All of the things that he said. As a woman, that makes me feel crazy.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. Everybody be like, oh, you know, you know, Charlamagne, you can't say that you might need to change your rhetoric towards women because you're not running for president.
You'll never be president either.
But that's not the point. I don't care if you're running for president. I don't care if you're a radio personality. I don't care what you are. It's nothing wrong with wanting to be a better man.
Showing some respect.
Right. A better human being.
Absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
All right, well, let's talk about the debate from last night also. We have some highlights for you.
She got caught in a total lie. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you.
But I know you're into big diversion tonight. Anything to avoid talking about your campaign and the way it's exploding and the way Republicans are leaving you.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
I know one thing. If there's really such thing as an Illuminati, Donald Trump going to go up missing soon. He's either going to go up missing or he's going to have an accident. If there's really such thing as an Illuminati and them Clintons are as grimy as people say they are, Trump going to be coming up missing
soon. I think he'd be going a long time ago, though.
And, you know, yesterday he had a press conference with women who have accused Bill Clinton of sexual misconduct. I don't know if you guys saw that, too. Mm-hmm.
That was very battle rapper-ish.
Like, come on.
When Noriega's been saying that for a long time, that Trump turned the campaign into a smack DVD, that was very battle rapper-ish. That's a hell of a prop to bring to a debate.
It is.
Here's what our president, Barack Obama, had to say about Donald Trump.
One of the most disturbing things about this election is just the unbelievable rhetoric coming at the top of the Republican ticket. I don't need to repeat it, but demeaning women, but also minorities, immigrants, people of other faiths, mocking the disabled, insulting our troops, insulting our veterans. It tells you that he's insecure enough that he pumps himself up by putting other people down.
Yeah.
He owes Bill Clinton 5 minutes, man.
No, Bill Clinton owes him 5 minutes.
Yeah. Oh,
Bill Clinton had to look last night on his face like, yo, don't shoot him here. All right. Not here. Just wait. I was embarrassed when I heard Trump say those things, though, because when I saw it, I laughed at first. Then I started to join in on the slander on social media. And then I thought to myself, if you join in on the slander, you'd be in a hell of a hypocrite right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. I was embarrassed because I know that is how some of us guys talk about women in public and in private. Don't make it right, though.
Not right at all.
Not at all. You know, so it does make you feel like you have to change your rhetoric towards women.
Right.
I'll keep on reminding you guys all the time.
Hey, man, it's a constant process, okay?
Yes,
it is a process.
All right. Well,
that's why
front
I be bringing
page
my Bible
news.
Up here.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad weekend, a bad morning. You just need to get some things off your mind, off your chest. Call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This is Mad Rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Yo, this point from York, PA, man.
What's up? Tell them why you mad.
Man, I'm mad that Donald Trump is getting away with saying that, but if he was a brother, He wouldn't be able to run for president. If that was Barack, they wouldn't even let him step on the White House lawn.
First of all, we don't even have to get this far in his rhetoric, okay? Donald Trump has been building a wall of vileness since the campaign started.
Absolutely.
This was just another brick in it this weekend, okay?
Hello, who's this?
Peace, this is Yes Vern out of Queens. Shout out to the whole Breakfast Club.
What's up, man?
Yes Vern.
Tell them why you mad.
Morning.
Yes Jules, brother.
All right. Well, I'm mad because, you know, they're not giving enough, I want to say, viewership to the movie Birth of a Nation. A lot of people don't know that movie was only in 2,100 theaters.
That's not That's a lot of theaters, bro.
I'm just saying compared to the girl that was on the train, it was on 3,600. So a lot of times when they say, oh, this movie beat out this movie, it's because it doesn't have equal viewership. That's not true.
A lot of people did not show up to go see Birth of a Nation like they should have.
Right.
But well, let's keep in mind there was a hurricane on the East Coast all weekend, especially in the South. So I'm hoping that the movie will do better in the second weekend.
We were able to buy 12 tickets and reserve seating and everything, no problem, right?
Yeah, there was so many open seats in Boston, too. So many open seats. And let me send a rest in peace to Brooklyn DA Kenneth Thompson.
That's crazy.
I saw that. He died of cancer, right?
He died of cancer. Yeah, he announced it, I think, a couple of days ago. He was also my attorney years ago. Great man, great guy, great father. And rest in peace and condolences to his family and kids, man.
I was just watching him this weekend on the Netflix documentary 13. He was on there. He's been up here before. He's been on the Breakfast Club before.
Yeah, he's been up here.
That's crazy, yo. That was crazy.
Yeah, so rest in peace to Kenneth Thompson. All right. And when we come back, keep it locked. We're going to be talking about the debate a little more and our weekend, Birth of a Nation. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I'm serious about changing my rhetoric towards women, man.
Well, good. I told you. I'm going to help you.
I'm dead ass serious. I mean, I literally watched Donald Trump say that and I laughed and then immediately felt like a hypocrite because I do talk like that in public and private.
What do you say?
Well, but usually say? about men.
I do it to men, too. I'm equal opportunity.
Yeah, you do.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to stop doing it to guys.
You got to stop with the fat first.
That has nothing to do with being sexual, like making sexual.
I just thought you wanted to be a better person.
No, talking about sucking fart. If I say I'm going to suck a fart out your butt. You know what I'm saying?
It's disgusting.
Are referring to older women as vintage vagina. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, it's a few things that I need. I need to smooth out. I'm going to work on it. It's a process. Talking about people being fat has nothing to do with that.
So you're not going to stop that?
No, because I want everybody to be healthy. Mm.
Well, I'm here to help. And so anytime something gets out of line, I'm going to point it out.
That's it. You know, it's just, you just have to watch your rhetoric towards young women. That's all.
Now, what about Birth of a Nation? Why didn't Birth of a Nation do way
better? Because black people don't care about black liberation. We care about black oppression. There ain't no money in black liberation. The money's in the oppression. That's why. But also, it was a hurricane this weekend, and the hurricane affected a lot of the parts of the South, and I would think that the South was the people that would come out in droves to go see that film more than anybody. Mm. So maybe this weekend or maybe this week, it'll pick up and do better.
I hope so.
Okay.
I made sure, even though I saw it already at a screening, I made sure I went to go see it again.
And did you see all those terrible reviews it got? That's how you know. I don't care what nobody says. That's how you know that it is a systemic plot to stop this movie and to smear this movie because the reviews were terrible. I saw somebody write a review in the Washington Post. This lady wrote a review that said the movie makes you feel empathy for a killer. She said that Nat Turner was an axe murderer. A thug. And I was like, yeah, you know why you felt empathy for him? Probably because of all the lynchings and the beatings and the rapes of his people that you saw during the movie. If Nat Turner's a thug and a murderer, what were his slave masters?
Absolutely.
What were the people that oppressed him? Like, come on.
Murderers. Bro. Thugs. All right. Well, we got rumors coming up, E.
Yes, we are going to talk some more about Donald Trump and what some people have to say, how they've weighed in on his whole situation. We'll talk about what the creator of The Apprentice has to say, Mark Burnett, about Donald Trump's comments in the past. So we'll get all into it because I know there's a lot to go through. Also, Amber Rose's slut walk. She is still getting into it with Benzino. We'll tell you what both sides had to say.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor, rumor. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, all weekend and all morning, we've been talking about Donald Trump's remarks that were caught on tape. Mm-hmm. This was in 2005. Okay, he was talking to Billy Bush, who, by the way, has been suspended indefinitely from the Today Show right now after this audio has emerged. Just to refresh you, here's what was said.
I gotta use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the. Ooh, nice legs, huh?
That sounds crazy.
Jesus Christ, Billy.
It sounds crazy.
Billy Bush got suspended for the rhetoric I get paid for.
Right. Well, you know, he played along with it. It was inappropriate. There was a hot mic, so it was secretly recorded. And according to people who worked on The Apprentice, in particular, one of the producers, Bill Pruitt, who was a producer on seasons 1 and 2, he tweeted, "I assure you, when it comes to the Trump tapes, there are far worse. Hashtag just the beginning." The only thing is the creator, Mark Burnett, cannot release that unaired video and audio of Donald Trump because they have ironclad confidentiality agreements that release would be impossible. It would be illegal. So that's not going to end up happening anytime soon. Just so you guys know, in case you were thinking some more tapes will come out. Now, here is what Robert De Niro had to say. Now, this was interesting because this was actually recorded for a campaign. Hashtag vote your future. This was just encouraging people to vote. You weren't supposed to really choose a side, but Robert De Niro clearly chose a side.
I mean, he's so blatantly stupid.
He's a punk. He's a pig. He's a con, a bullshit artist who doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an embarrassment to this country. It makes me so angry that this country has gotten to this point, that this fool, this bozo, has wound up where he has. He talks how he wants to punch people in the face. Well, I'd like to punch him in the face. And what I'm very, very worried about is that it might go in the wrong direction with someone like Donald Trump.
I just can't see it. I just can't see it. I mean, we all got to get out and vote in November, absolutely, but I just can't see it. I mean, listen, if Donald Trump doesn't win, this is by far the most hilarious, entertaining election I've seen in my
lifetime.
Nothing's
funny about this. This is making a mockery of it.
If he doesn't win, it is the most hilarious, entertaining election I've ever seen in my lifetime. If he does win, nothing was funny.
This makes us an embarrassment that it even went this far.
Absolutely.
Now, Melania Trump, who is Donald Trump's wife, as you know, has even had to come out and denounce the words that Donald Trump had said in that leaked audio. She said it was unacceptable and offensive. She said, I hope people will accept his apology as I have and focus on the important issues facing our nation and the world. But she did say those words were unacceptable and offensive.
Isn't that the bigger thing, though, the fact that he was married when he was making those comments? Like, everybody's focusing on the comments, but wasn't he married when that happened? Like, isn't that the bigger issue?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Had he cheated on his wife?
There's a lot of issues here, but yes, it's disgusting.
That seems like his adultery, his infidelity is taking a backseat to, you know, the grab him by the pussycat comments.
And his response has really been to try to drag in
Everybody in the room looks at me so crazy.
We don't know when you're going to stop, man.
One good thing did come out of this whole situation.
Damn, make me nervous.
And the one good thing that came out was the Hamiltones are back.
Oh, man.
Now, here was what the Hamiltones did with this audio from Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
Oh, don't vote for Donald. He will grab you by the... Talking to you now, lady. Grab you by the... Yeah, me, yeah. Grab you. Don't vote for him. He'll grab you by the... One more time, yeah. Grab you by the...
All right.
I think that's the Hamiltones. For me, that's the second best thing to come out of this situation, because I think the first best thing is this. It's just a learning moment, because I think that, you know, me personally, when I heard Donald Trump's rhetoric, I was embarrassed.
I got to clean my act up
because I know I talk like that in public and private. So, yeah, we do have to monitor our rhetoric towards women, how we talk to them and about them.
I agree with that. And we'll get some more into that in the next hour when I talk about Amber Rose versus Benzino some more.
Okay.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Now we got front page news. I'm assuming we're doing more debate stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Keep it locked. I'll tell you about my Giants. They didn't play too well, guys.
Yeah, somebody grabbed the Giants by the pussycat, and they've been sucking ever since, okay?
Right, my Giants didn't play too good. We'll talk about
it. I saw Odell Beckham Jr. They were talking about how many fines he's had so far in the first four games.
Mm.
He's not having fun.
Mm. Well, we beat the Cowboys.
He's not having fun.
He's having fines.
We did beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, and we've been woke ever since, okay? We won four weeks in a row.
Well, I'm glad we woke you.
All right.
All right. When we come back, front page news, I give you all your football scores. And, of course, we're talking the debate. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up?
What is wrong with you, man?
I love that
record.
Stop
singing,
though. That's been my joint since that Lemonade album.
You're making me hate the record, though.
Slow down. They don't love you like I love you.
All right.
Back up. They don't love you like I love you.
Okay, Charlamagne.
He just ruined that song for me. But morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Just getting some front page news. Now, in baseball, Nationals beat the Dodgers to tie the series 1-1.
Who cares about baseball?
It's the playoffs,
man. Except for Dominican people.
It's the playoffs, man. And it's not just Dominican people, too. And the Blue Jays swept the Rangers in three games. Now, NFL. Patriots beat the Browns. Tom Brady's back. Lions beat the Eagles. Colts beat the Bears. Titans beat the Dolphins. Redskins beat the Ravens. The Vikings beat the Texans. The Steelers beat the Jets. The Falcons, well, they beat the Broncos. The Bills beat the Rams. The Raiders beat the Chargers. My Giants didn't do too well against the Packers.
They lost against the Packers, okay?
Barely.
And my Dallas Cowboys beat, I forgot who we played yesterday. Oh, the Cincinnati Bengals, 28-14. Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Dallas Cowboys.
You happy about that win?
We are number one in the NFC East. We have grabbed the NFC East by the pussycat, and we are not letting go.
Who beat you, though? Who beat you? The Giants.
Okay, and that means nothing.
All right.
You see, Odell Beckham Jr. has been fined $72,000 in the first four games of the season.
I seen that.
He deserves it. He keep getting
all for his conduct.
He keep getting fined like that. He ain't gonna be able to afford that dye for his hair.
Shut up, man.
You ain't going to be as popular if your hair ain't blonde, Odell. I'm telling you right now.
He ain't even get that contract
yet. If you're not playing good and your hair not blonde, you ain't going to be as popular as you think you are. You think you ain't having fun now? Wait till you're broke.
Well, he hugged and kissed the field goal net, so they made up, so that's a good thing, all right? Now, Monday Night Football, who's playing tonight? Let me see. The Panthers play the Bucks. Yes, side now.
Yeah, a battle of 1-3 teams. I'm like watching that garbage. I care about that. I told y'all the Panthers was going to suck this year, too. I've been telling her. I told y'all that before the season started.
All right, well, let's talk about the presidential debate yesterday. That was pretty horrifying.
Yeah, of course, one of the main topics was, again, these remarks that Donald Trump had to say that was caught on the hot mic back in 2005.
I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the Oh, nice legs, huh?
That's 1% talk, by the way. That's right. Like, I mean, as much as you want to say that's locker room talk, that's billionaire boys talk.
That's okay? Definitely billionaire talk.
I mean, you know, it's nasty and filthy as my mouth is and my rhetoric towards women. I ain't never felt like I could just walk up to a girl and grab her
that's
on her
privilege.
Vagina.
That's privilege. I got so much money, I can do what I want to do.
We call that sexual assault in my world. But here is how Donald Trump responded to these comments when he got put on the fire.
This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people. You know, when we have a world where you have ISIS chopping off heads, where you have so many bad things happening, this is like medieval times. We haven't seen anything like this, the carnage all over the world. Can you imagine the people that are frankly doing so well against us with ISIS? And they look at our country and they see what's going on. Yes, I'm very embarrassed by it. I hate it. But it's locker room talk, and it's one of those things.
Donald Trump is in no position to call somebody medieval, okay? I mean, you know, because walking up to just random women and grabbing them by the...
You said call them what?
Medieval. That's what he just said, didn't he? Or am I pronouncing it wrong?
What word are you trying to say? I'm confused.
Medieval.
Medieval is like old times.
I'm saying it right.
Medieval.
Yes.
Medieval.
Medieval
like
times.
Medieval times.
Right, he's right, he's right.
I thought it was like
and I know he knows how to say it because of the restaurant.
I said, all right.
What did I say wrong?
You didn't say
he's
medieval.
He's right, he's fine.
I know I'm right, but he can't.
Yeah, wasn't right.
He's in no position to call somebody medieval, especially if you're talking about walking up to random women and grabbing them by their pussy.
That must be Madea's cousin. All right.
Shut up.
All right, well, anyway, the debate was on last night, as we told you, and we do have a little mashup of what happened.
She got caught in a total lie. Honest Abe never lied. That's the good thing. That's the big difference between Abraham Lincoln and you.
Well, I know you're into big diversion tonight. Anything to avoid talking about your campaign and the way it's exploding and the way Republicans are leaving you.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
I know one thing. If the Illuminati is real, then Donald Trump going to end up missing soon. Okay, he's either going to end up missing or he's going to have some type of accident. If the Illuminati is as real as y'all say it is.
Okay? Well, Charlamagne, you said you engage in locker room talk a lot.
Yeah, publicly and privately. Ain't no secret.
Right.
I mean, you know, if you see me tell a girl I'm going to suck a fart out her butt, you know.
It's disgusting.
I ain't ever been in no locker room.
I say that on air.
Have you ever said anything as harsh as though by grabbing somebody by the
pussycat? No, I've never had that sense of entitlement. I mean, that's a different sense of entitlement. That's the type of entitlement that leads to rape charges.
But you could tell he's so rich and so privileged, he feels like he could just say whatever
absolutely
he wants to get. I took a furniture shop and she wanted to go furniture shopping. I could just grab her by the pussycat.
Absolutely. Whoa. Now let's talk about that. He bought her a furniture set.
Stop it.
So he felt like he could. No, listen, let's talk about that. He bought her a furniture set, so he felt entitled to her vagina. How many guys fly girls out and buy them things and bags and dinners, and they feel entitled to the vagina, too? See? It's a whole thought process that goes behind all
that's
this.
That's pretty much right. I'm just going to grab him by the pussy cat.
Forget Come all that. I'm just talking about the sense of it. Like, we're so caught up in the wording, but let's talk about the mentality, okay? The sense of entitlement that leads men to feel like they can do those kind of things to women. Okay? And that goes back to buying them flights, buying them bags, buying them dinners,
I think a lot
of
guys feel
stuff.
That way that they can buy a woman off.
Absolutely.
Well, I think sometimes part of the whole process of dating a woman and trying to woo her and buy her things, that doesn't mean that you're entitled to anything.
That's
not
true.
That's
my point I'm trying to make.
Period. So you do those things. You do those things for somebody because you want to, and that's what you want to do. But you should never expect anything in return.
Yeah, I'll buy you a furniture set in the hopes that I can grab your vagina with your consent. okay? Not buying you the furniture set. Now I'm entitled to just grab your vagina whenever I want to.
All right.
Okay, it's a difference.
Well, that's front page news. Well, when we come back,
we're going to talk grabbing them by the vagina.
800-585-1051. We're asking, was it just locker room talk? Is it okay?
No, it's not okay. No.
Was it just locker room talk?
That's the thing we have to be clear about.
Let's open up the phone line, because some people think it's okay. Some people think it's
not okay.
Some people think it's just locker room talk. I don't think it's just okay.
I came to that conclusion.
Some people feel like this should not be held against Donald Trump because this was just him yappity-yappiting and all guys talk like this. And I would hope all guys don't talk like this.
It's not okay just because a lot of guys talk like that, though. That don't make it okay.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Was it just locker room talk? Do you give Donald Trump a pass and say, hey, a lot of men do it, so we let it slide? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Asking 800-585-1051. Was it just locker room talk? Did you give him a pass because a lot of men do it?
You know, it's a trending topic on Twitter. Hashtag locker room talk in 5 words.
Right. Absolutely positively say you can't give this man a pass. He looks at women as objects. He feels like he could buy his way through this world. And there's no possible way you should support him, even think about supporting him, even staying at his hotel. There's nothing that you should do that should be remotely beneficial to Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't do selective morality. You know, even though I can't stand Donald Trump, I'd be a complete hypocrite acting like I haven't talked like this about women. And I think it's a learning moment. I think that, you know, it's an opportunity for us men to change our rhetoric towards women, the way we talk to them, the way we talk about them. Because I'm not, when I heard Donald Trump say this on Friday night, I laughed
at
first.
He was like,
No. I laughed at first. And then I was like, boy, Donald Trump crazy. And then my conscience was like, you know you're being a hypocrite right now because you've said worse things about women publicly and privately in a sexual nature. So it's just like, yo, man, it's just a teachable moment, you know? It's an opportunity for us as men to change our rhetoric towards women.
What do you feel, Yee? You're a woman.
I think it's disgusting. I don't know what goes on in the locker room or how people talk. I know that people that think like this and talk like this and would say that they would even joke about sexually assaulting a woman is not somebody that I would look at as someone who should be president of the United States. And now, unfortunately, we do know what he said now. We know how he feels, and we know that he has a history of talking like this. It's not like this was a one-off. People are surprised that this is the least of what he said that's come out.
I mean, listen, man, you know, you don't even realize that a lot of the conversations that you have are sexual assault. Because, I mean, you think
about... What do you mean?
Think about this.
I think that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Listen, remember that movie, The Wood?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You remember that scene on the playground where they dared the dude to go grab the girl's ass? I don't know if y'all know it or not, but grabbing random girls' asses can be considered sexual assault,
too. It is sexual assault.
Okay, so it's a lot of things that guys do to women and talk about doing to women that we don't even realize.
Well, as a grown man, though, because this happened 11 years ago. How old is Donald Trump?
That don't mean nothing.
He's like 70, but that happened at 8 when you grab a girl's butt and a girl grabs
your
butt.
I think there's a huge difference.
Stop it.
You don't do that at no 25.
Oh, really?
No.
You grab your ass in the club randomly, walking through a club, and you had to check them?
Not since I was a lot younger. But I don't think grown people do stuff like that.
That's not true. I don't believe that.
And what about Ben Carson? He's saying that Donald Trump's words are just like the things that rappers say.
F Ben Carson.
Time out. Stop it. He's right. I don't care how upset y'all get. What if Donald Trump would have got off that bus? What if Donald Trump would have been on that bus and he would have, like, he said, I want to stick my thumb in a girl's butt? What you would have said? What if Donald Trump would have said, now I'm back having my groupies. No need to get mad at Ben Carson for stating the obvious. That's obvious. Yeah.
But a lot of these rappers aren't running for president.
That's a terrible excuse, Yee.
It is not.
I think all of us should be better as men. If that's the case, then I don't have to be better. I'm a radio personality. I ain't running for president. That don't mean.
Yeah, but
well, you should want to do better, not because the world wants you to, because you want to do better.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. It don't matter if you're a rapper. It don't matter if you're a president. It don't matter if you're a radio personality. We can all do better when it comes to the rhetoric towards.
Listen, I'm sorry, but everybody in this world is flawed. But when I look at somebody who I want to be president of the United States, I do hold them to a different standard than
Absolutely.
I hold the average
okay,
person.
Okay, well, listen. Let's not act like our elders haven't been telling us to clean up our acts and our music for years, whether it's Farrakhan or whoever.
So you're not going to listen to that type of music anymore?
I'm a damn sure listen to it.
Hello, who's this?
Hi. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. What do you feel about the locker room talk? Do you think it was locker room talk?
even if it was. But my thing is, for you to be in the position that you are in, for this statement that he made before saying grabbing her by the... Can I say that? I'm sorry.
No, say listen, pussycat, please.
Before grabbing her by the... I don't even want to say it again, but about him being privileged and I'm rich or I'm in this position so I can do whatever I want. That's scary.
Yeah, that's scary. You know why that's scary? Because power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah, you could tell because he's worth so much. I don't even know how much he's worth.
You don't want to give him that type of power.
He feels like he could do what he wants to do. And he's absolutely. And he's displaying it and showing it. 800-585-1051. We heard what Donald Trump said. Do we think it's just locker room talk or not? Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Diddy, I Need a Girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking about what Donald Trump said. Let's play the audio right fast.
I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the... Oh, nice legs, huh?
Do you believe it's locker room talk, or do you believe that we should hold him to these standards and him degrading women? That is the question. 800-585-1051.
Yeah, I think him. I think saying that he's running for president and the rest of us aren't, so he's held to a different standard, I think that's a terrible message to send out there, because I don't care if you're running for president, I don't care if you're a radio personality, I don't care if you're a rapper, we can all do better in our rhetoric towards our women. Period.
No, I absolutely 100% agree that, yes, everybody does need to do better. But I also feel like for Donald Trump, I don't even understand how he's made it this far with the way he's been, period, throughout this whole election.
Hello, who's this?
Throughout his life.
Karen.
Hey, Karen, what do you think about what Donald Trump said? Do you think it's just locker room talk?
No, I think that his previous actions speak a lot louder than just the locker room talk. I mean, his whole modeling situation, the situation mm-hmm. with his wife, being under oath and saying he violently raped her, and then the whole case with this little 13-year-old girl, I feel like all those actions say a lot more than just him saying, I can grab him by the you-know-what. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I just feel like I'm not speaking on men or women. I'm speaking on all people. If you have a sense of entitlement that's that big, period, you need to seek help, because I don't feel, even for women, women have that sense of entitlement too, and I don't feel like either sex should be able to say things like that without being held responsible for what they're saying.
Thank
that
you,
is,
Mama.
That is a fact.
Hello, who's this?
Christopher.
Hey, Christopher, do you think what Donald Trump said was just locker room talk, bro?
Man, lightweight. I mean, there are two sides of what guys talk about behind closed doors, but then you got a presidential person trying to lead a country, and, you know, this being brought to the table, this shocks the whole country. I mean, there's many ways to look at it, but, man, you know, guys being guys, we do say what we do say, but...
Yeah, but just because guys being guys, you can put a lot of adjectives in front of our names. Guys being creepy guys. Okay.
And let's be clear, Donald Trump has publicly said things just like this, even like on the Howard Stern show.
Yeah,
you know, he talks about the Miss Universe contestants, and he said they are obligated to sleep with him because he's the owner of the organization.
Yeah, but it's easy to get caught up on the Howard Stern show. I mean, salute to the God, Howard Stern, but that was his thing for years.
Hello, who's this?
This is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hey, Sharon. We're talking about what Donald Trump said, his grabbing by the pussycat. What do you think? You think it's just locker room talk? How do you feel?
I think a lot of it's locker room talk. It was behind closed doors, and somebody recorded it without his knowledge, so it became public. Now, you do hear people talk like that in public, but in the same token, like I said earlier, how many people, women especially, went out and bought 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker, and went out and watched the movie.
What does that have to do with anything? That was consensual sex they were having.
What is 50 Shades Darker?
How the book was, how it was written, what it talks about. It's demeaning women. It's a dominant submissive. But it's okay for that type of thing. Like I said, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong.
Yeah, I don't think that is a fictional novel.
And I have a son who's 18, so they're grown. I raised him to be very respectful. Watch what you're doing. Don't listen to that type of stuff. Know who you want. But on that same way, there's got to be a middle ground. If it's in the locker room, I know what goes on in the locker room. I've been around football for 20 years. I know what they say. But that doesn't always mean they are like that in public.
Donald Trump keeps talking about this locker room talk. There's a lot of guys in there talking about grabbing each other's penises in the locker room, too. I don't know if you've seen this new era of athlete, all right? But a lot of them is in the penis.
Stop it.
But like a lot of people said, Donald Trump has said way worse things than this.
Yes.
And a lot of those things have not been released, so it's not just a one-time, oh, he was joking around, locker room talk. Clearly, this is how he is as a person.
Donald Trump, no pun intended, but Donald Trump has been building a wall of vileness since this campaign started. This is just another brick in that wall. Put it right up there with the comments about Muslims, Mexicans, teasing the handicapped people, you know, talking down on the veterans, whatever. The moral of the story is...
I guess that's the moral of the story.
No, the moral of the story is if you're upset at Trump's locker room talk, and I'm doing air quotes right now, Trump's locker room talk, good. Now a lot of guys know how we sound, and we can make a change in our rhetoric towards and about women.
All right.
Don't be like Trump. Hashtag don't be like Trump.
I don't care if you're running for president. I don't care if you're a rapper. I don't care what you are. For years, our elders have been telling us that we need to be more respectful towards our women. Master P came up here and checked me.
He definitely
for talking, you know, for commenting on a woman's vagina. So, listen, man, like, stop making excuses and saying, oh, he's running for president. That's why he can't do that. You're a man. You don't have to be running for president to want to do better.
We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about Amber Rose versus Benzino. We'll tell you what set him off again about the slut walk and how she responded. And then we'll talk about a lawsuit right now. Dr. Dre is actually threatening to sue someone. We'll tell you why.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Amber Rose and Benzino have been having quite a bit of back and forth about this slut walk. Now, she's addressed all of this on her podcast, Love Line with Amber Rose. Here's what she had to say.
Benzino did absolutely no research. I'm literally saying, go out and do whatever the you want. And literally do not apologize for it. Protect yourself and have fun. I'm not here to raise your kids, people. So please stop hitting me with the f***ing tweets that say, why don't you try to, you know, make a difference? Why don't you get the f*** off of Twitter and go make a difference yourself?
Can Donald Trump grab Amber Rose by the pussycat is what I want to
know. He cannot. That's
definitely not. Now, Benzino responded to this podcast and he tweeted her Instagram. He said, and it's funny because you're supposed to be against judging, right? He said, I never mentioned your name. I left it alone, but there you go, judging me without even knowing me. Listen, you uneducated, hypercritical fool. I'm a great father and a great man. Make no mistake about it, Miss Rose. You got to where you're at, sucking the right eggplants. And I'm not a hater. If that's how you came up, Mama, more power to you. It's a kind way from Sue's Rendezvous. But don't reap the benefits and then cry about it when the public looks at you a certain way. And for you to come out after your slut walk and say, I'm no role model, a mother should raise their own damn kids. He went on and on and on. He said that women should be held to a higher standard than men at some areas in life. That's the way it has been forever. Thank God you didn't have a daughter. Shout out to all the women out there who held on to their class and dignity. Now, Amber Rose responded to that and let him know that she'll be speaking at Harvard, at Stanford University, and Syracuse University in the next couple of months about rape culture, slut shaming, body positivity, and sex positivity as well. She invited him to come and his beautiful 19-year-old daughter to get educated. So she said the slut walk was a success with 7,000 men and women showing up.
I knew Harvard had lowered their standards when they invited me to come talk. And ever since then, they've had that ball really low for who can come speak at Harvard, by the way.
All right, well, here is what Benzino had to say to TMZ.
I just felt like this whole slut walk is just a sham for her own self-interest. Try to keep getting famous off of what she does, who knows. She started the slut walk, so I guess she's queen slut. Don't get mad because of your perception of what the public is saying. You know, women are supposed to hold themselves to a higher standard than men in some areas of class and of dignity. And these mothers out here need to raise their daughters as such.
I mean, listen, man, words mean something. I understand both sides, but Benzino does have a point when he says if you're going to call yourself a slut, don't be upset when people say slutty things to you or perceive you a certain way or say certain things about you. Like, words mean something.
Right.
I'm confused. Call it a queen walk. You can still be a queen and, you know, be taking control of your sexuality.
Like, I mean, I guess the whole thing was that this originally was not her thing, the slut walk. She just has the L.A. branch of it. So, you know, to change the whole name of it would make it something else. And it's more of a... I get it. I mean, I think sometimes the message gets complicated.
Isn't it just an empowerment? Isn't it just like women's empowerment, basically?
It's kind of against rape culture, against women being shamed for their bodies, against men being able to say, well, she was dressed a certain way, so that's why that happened.
So why can't it just be called the March Against Rape Culture?
I guess because it's a lot more shocking when you hear that name.
Get more press when you say slut walk.
Right. And it's, like I said, it's not something that she started.
And what is rape culture?
That is a good question.
What, like, I'm confused. What is rape culture?
It's a good question that I've been learning about over the past months.
I'm confused.
From different women have tried to educate me on rape culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, we could have a whole discussion about this, and I'm sure we will again. But
is there any rape culture experts out there? We need some rape culture experts.
How could you be a rape culture
expert? You know what? That would be a good idea for us to get somebody to come on the show to really discuss this. So for men to understand, because I think there has been a lot of confusion on what is...
I've been saying this. Like, women act like men. Like, it sounds so easy to be like, you should know what consent is. Consent isn't just as simple as yes or no. Because if it was, then it wouldn't be a lot of guys out here getting
so
caught up.
But when you break it down, it is as simple as yes or no. If someone says yes, that's yes. If someone says no, it's always unequivocally no matter what.
But then you have a situation like Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose said that he was having sex with the girl, previously a lot. And so he just felt like he could have sex with her in that moment.
And that's never right. If a girl tells you no, you can't just say, well, we've had sex before, so it should be okay.
We need to have these conversations.
And we are going to talk about Derrick Rose because he did take the stand, and we're going to get into that also. But first, let's talk about Dr. Dre and his lawsuit. All right, he is suing over that Lifetime movie that's coming out, Surviving Compton, Dre, Suge, and Michelle A. Now, the movie shows him beating Michelle A senseless, and he's threatening to sue now if that movie does come out. He denies ever abusing her. They dated around 30 years ago. He's saying that she never hinted at abuse, never reported any violent behavior. She never had medical treatment, never had a police report or any of those things. So according to Dr. Dre's attorneys, if they don't back off before this movie comes out next week, there's going to be some issues. All right. Now let's talk about Beyonce and Solange. The two of them actually have both been at the top of the chart because guess what? Now Solange's album, A Seat at the Table, was number one. That's a big family milestone. They might be the first sisters to both earn a number one album on the Billboard 200 as solo artists.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Beyonce and Solange.
That's dope.
Other people that have done it before that are siblings are Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson. Master P and Silk the Shocker have done it as well, but the two of them could be the first sisters. Congratulations. Have you guys listened to the Solange album yet, A Seat at the Table?
That's all my wife keep playing over and over in the house.
I really like the album a lot. So, all right. So, congratulations. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Missy. Charlamagne.
Yes, Envy.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
I'm about to grab somebody by the pussycat. We need Donald J. Trump to come to the front of the congregation, okay, and get his monthly donkey.
Okay. We'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, donkey of the day for Monday, October 10th, goes to GOP nominee Donald J. Trump. Now, listen, I don't do selective morality. Even though I'm giving Trump this donkey, I'd be a hypocrite acting like I haven't talked like this about women. But I'm not running for leader of the free world, and Donald Trump is. Therefore, he got to get this hee-haw. Now, I'm sure you've heard Donald Trump's comments about grabbing on pussy cats, but if you haven't, we got the clip right. Here you go.
I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the Ooh, nice legs, huh?
Now, let's be clear. That's sexual assault. It may not seem like it because a lot of that behavior we have normalized in our society. But if you... You know, walk up to a girl and kiss her without her consent, or God forbid, walk up to her and grab her pussycat without consent. That's a charge, sir. Okay, if you have ever grabbed a woman's ass in the club or at school without her consent, That's sexual assault. I know. You don't look at it like that because it's been so normalized, but it is. Now, for me, I watched Trump on Friday night make those comments, and I laughed, and I said, that's foul. But immediately my conscience kicked in and said, you are being a hypocrite right now because you have said worse publicly and privately about women. So I told myself, damn, you're right. So this is a moment to learn. It's a classic example of the mirror effect, okay? We look at somebody mirroring and displaying the same behavior that you have, and you get to see yourself in a different light. All these Trump comments did was make me want to monitor how I speak to and about women. Now, why are these comments so dangerous coming from Trump? Because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and Donald Trump is running for the most powerful position in the land, okay? Donald Trump already has a level of privilege because he's filthy rich, a reality star, and he's a white male. Okay, those three combinations will make him feel like he can sexually assault a woman simply because he can, all right? You don't want to give somebody like that the keys to the largest military in the world. But why are we still surprised at Donald Trump's antics? He's not a politician. He's a reality show star. And he's been acting like one this whole time, but we keep putting lipstick on this pig and acting like it's not a pig. He's not a politician. Just because he's the GOP nominee, it means nothing. I can stand in a garage in a parking space, but that doesn't mean I'm a car. Okay, these grab him by the pussycat comments is just the latest brick in a wall of vileness that Donald Trump has been building since this campaign started. Mm-mm. And you know why none of this seems to hurt Trump's momentum? You know why? Because he's not a politician and everybody knows it. He's a reality star. We're really not even grading him on the same scale we would a real politician. This is why I feel sorry for Hillary Clinton. Love her or hate her, she is the most experienced person for the presidency, but I feel sorry for her because we have to watch her try to prove herself against the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice. Watching her debate Donald Trump is like watching LeBron James try to prove to America that he's a great basketball player by playing one-on-one against Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Like, it's not even remotely a fair matchup, but for whatever reason, America has made it that, and I don't understand why, but we here now. If Donald Trump loses this election, this will by far be the funniest, most entertaining presidential campaign we have ever seen. But if he wins, this will be no laughing matter. In fact, if Donald Trump wins, won't a damn thing be funny. So in November, I want you to go out and vote. Go out and grab this election by the pussycat. Be like Donald Trump and don't ask for consent when it comes to voting. Grab America's destiny by the pussycat. And let's end this joke called Trump once and for all, please. Give Donald J. Trump the biggest hee-haw.
I don't know if you guys saw Giuliani trying to defend him also.
You're not even listening to Giuliani. Tell him to sit down and relax.
All right.
And yes, I will be monitoring my rhetoric towards women. I will monitor what I say to and about them. And I don't want to hear that, Charlamagne, you're not running for president talk. I don't care if you're running for president. I don't care if you're a radio personality, a rapper, a barber, a garbage man. Doesn't matter. We can all do better when it comes to how we talk to and about women.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, my Hawaiian brother. We found out yesterday that DJ Envy's Hawaiian, by the way.
I am not
Envy
Hawaiian.
Envy is everything.
No, we did. I think he did one of those ancestry tests and we found out.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, we found out he's Hawaiian.
I'm not Hawaiian.
Drop one of Coons Bob for DJ Envy being test? Hawaiian.
I am not Hawaiian.
Aloha!
What's it called? 23, what is it called again?
23,
I'm not Hawaiian.
I forgot.
Somebody hit me on Instagram and was like, Envy, since you're Hawaiian, can you do a Hawaiian mix on Monday to represent for your people? We listen every morning.
Yeah, 23andMe.
But 23andMe, because my friend Paris found out she was 30% white when she did that.
I knew that.
We knew that.
Paris been a dumb blonde. I could have told her. I could have told her.
But I'm not Hawaiian. I don't think I'm Hawaiian.
You're Hawaiian.
I'm not Hawaiian. All right, when we come back, let's talk rape culture.
Okay.
First of all,
I don't even know. This is not a conversation that we're qualified to have.
I'm asking. I don't know what rape culture is.
I feel like
is.
We need an expert to come on here.
I don't know what rape culture is.
It's basically blaming the victims when they get sexually assaulted and saying that certain things that men do that are sexual and aggressive should be normal.
But I think that's just a part of it because they said from what I've been hearing from ladies, what Donald Trump said on the bus, was rape culture. So
I will talk about it when we come back. We'll take
saying
your phone
that things
calls.
Like that are normal. Like saying things like that is just okay and normal.
Who's the rape culture expert? Who's the Amber Rose of rape culture?
I don't know. 800-585-1051. We're going to talk rape culture when we come back. We're going to talk rape a little bit when we come back.
Why? Oh, my God.
Because some people don't know. They don't understand.
All right, it's
absolutely
Monday.
Absolutely positively don't understand.
What if I come over there right now and start thrusting on you? Is that rape culture?
It is, yes.
It is.
Not you, Angela Yee. I'm talking about
you. I know. I'm in Detroit. I'm fine.
Nobody.
As a matter of fact, in that room, in that studio in the morning, I'm always okay because as a woman, it's a safe place to be because the men only touch each other.
First of all, nobody cares about man rape, by the way.
That's not right either, that's not right.
I can talk about grabbing all the penises I want. They just call me weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Usher with No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, this morning, we're talking rape culture a little bit. I want to know what rape culture is. And I just want to talk to some of the kids out there about rape.
Yeah, I know a little bit about rape culture simply because I actually listen to women when they talk. And I am quite aware that a lot of things that we did when we were younger absolutely would be considered rape by today's standards.
Now, let me ask you a question. If in college, because I know a lot of college kids do this.
I didn't go to college. You don't got to say college, but I know you're going with this.
You know, a lot of college kids, they get drunk.
Yes.
And they all, you know, get intoxicated where they barely, I can say walk.
Yeah.
And then they have sex.
That was the thing growing up.
Is that considered rape?
Yes, it is. That is rape, you know, because a woman is not giving you consent. That's why I always tell guys now.
She doesn't even have her faculties to make her decision, yes or no.
Yeah,
so our advice to you always is if somebody seems like they are drunk, too high, they don't know what's going on, just walk away, leave it alone.
Yeah, now, what about if both individuals are twisted?
See,
that's
where it gets tricky. But I still say as a man, you have to leave that alone because you will never come out good in that situation. You can't use that excuse. Men, it's double standards in this world. It just is. A man can't use the excuse, well, I was drunk too. I was drunk. You can't use that excuse.
That is rape. So let's say you have a girlfriend or a wife.
Yes.
And you've had sex, you know, for the last 15 years. Say you're married 15 years. The next day, she doesn't want to have sex, but you have sex anyway. That's rape.
That's absolutely rape, yes.
That's very interesting.
If a woman tells you no, it doesn't matter who she is, how many times you've had sex with her, if you're married or not, you cannot make somebody have sex with you if they tell you no.
Me and my wife have been together since 1998. We have two beautiful daughters now. We're married. First time I had sex with her, I absolutely raped her.
Huh?
Because I was trying to get with her for like a year, and she wasn't giving me no play, wasn't giving me no love. And then one night we was hanging out, and she got drunk, and she ended up crashing in my mom's house, and I had sex with her. And I remember recently asking her, I was like, yo, did I rape you the first time we had sex, technically? And she was like, yeah, but that is the trickiness of this rape culture society that we live in nowadays. That's why guys need to know the difference between consent and what's not consent.
Was she passed out drunk or was she?
She was just drunk. She was.
What's the difference?
No,
did she remember what happened? I'm just curious. Did she remember it or did she have no
idea? You know what? I think she did, but I do recall her writing in her journal because she had a journal of all the guys she slept with and she had me under small. So I don't think that she, I don't think she fully remembered. You know?
That's why you can't be reading people's journals. You get your feelings hurt.
That is a fact. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about rape.
Okay. Let's leave the small guy alone. Now, what about
Shut
you,
up.
Yee?
Rape culture is basically the culture of which they make it seem like women who are the victims of rape, it's their fault that it happened. You shouldn't have been drunk. You shouldn't have been out with that guy. You shouldn't have been dressed that certain way. They kind of blame the victim.
That was just victim blaming, though.
Yeah, but it's a whole culture. It's a more general term. It encompasses all of that. And it also encompasses the fact that they make it seem like as a man, there's certain things that are okay. If you're an athlete, if you take advantage of women, it's just kind of what it is.
I think the biggest thing that men can learn about rape culture and what we need to learn about rape culture is what is consent and what's not consent.
Right, I think that's a big deal.
I think that's the biggest thing that men need to learn. You know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, what we thought was a good time back in the day, which was going out, getting drunk, getting high, and just having sex, that is absolutely rape
nowadays. That's rape now.
It was rape back then, but...
Oh, yeah, it was rape back then.
I guess we just ended up marrying the girls we raped.
Whoa. I did.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Naomi from Milwaukee.
Hey, Naomi from Milwaukee. We're talking rape culture this morning.
My main issue with this whole situation, especially with the Trump situation, is that anytime a woman is dressed to a certain extent or she's promiscuous, then she is the one that's blamed for whatever occurs with her.
Right.
Okay.
And this is also the same situation that occurs
when it's a man, but men are afraid to say that they were raped or anything. I've seen videos where men in Nigeria have been raped.
Charlamagne, what is funny?
This is the problem with men rape.
Thank you, Mama.
I'm telling you, man rape is like a fart. So when you mention man rape,
my goodness, 800.
I don't laugh at that.
105.
Oh, Angela Yee, please. If you heard that I got raped, you'd be in there crying, laughing.
Nah, it felt awful.
You are lying.
I'm not lying. I would feel, Charlamagne, if you got raped, I would feel terrible for you.
Really? What if there's a video?
100%.
What, did you watch the video?
I would watch the video.
Charlamagne, of course I wouldn't want to see that. Okay. That's disgusting.
I know if
terrible.
I got raped, y'all would laugh. I know that for a fact.
Yes. Envy, nobody, I would not laugh if either one of you, this is crazy that you guys could even say that.
If Envy is a grown man, got raped by another grown man.
See?
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to chuckle.
And not only, you're going to watch the video, you're going to watch it a couple times.
See, you guys are a part of the problem.
You're laughing now. It's not
funny.
Funny
at all.
This guy's not funny.
This happens to people for real in real life.
Ain't no men getting raped.
585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Taking your phone calls right now about rape culture, trying to find out what exactly is rape culture and the new definition of rape, because I think what a lot of kids seen as just having fun and sex was really rape.
Listen, you ever seen the movie Kids?
Yes.
Remember the movie at the end of the movie Kids when the guy had sex with the passed out girl?
Uh-huh.
When I was young and they showed us that in school, you know what I said to myself?
Hmm.
I was like, oh, shoot, he got AIDS now. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
The young girl had HIV AIDS
right.
She was passed out. He had sex with her. I said, oh, shoot, he got AIDS now. It didn't dawn on me like, oh, shoot, he's raping her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just think that it's a lot of things that, you know, we used to accept as normal back in the day. They're all under this umbrella of rape culture now, and I think that everybody needs to be aware.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're talking rape culture this morning. What do you think?
Well, I was raped when I was 16, and it was by a friend of mine that I had known all through high school, and it was traumatic. What was even worse about it was that even though my family was very open about sexuality and you know, telling us that, you know, it happened, what have you, it was really just the only thing that was discussed about being molested or being raped is that if you place yourself in a position to be raped or to be molested, then you had some fault in it, that you shouldn't place yourself in precarious situations. So I didn't tell my family that I was raped until I was about 26. And it's because I felt so much shame about it, because I felt like it was something that I would have been blamed for, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever.
I think we lost it. Hello, ma'am?
Child.
Oh, there you go.
Hello?
Yeah, we're good. You can
Yeah, Donald Trump just grabbed your phone by the pussycat.
Bless him, because he can't even touch me. He's so ridiculous.
Well, we appreciate you for sharing your story with us. Though I know that's difficult to talk about.
Thank you very much for calling in, Mama. Let me ask you a question, both of you guys. When you have kids and you're talking and you tell your kids, like, you know, because kids... boys will grab a girl's butt at a young age. You
yes.
know?
Tell them keep their hands to themselves.
And you say boys will be boys, or
when you tell
a boy, oh, kiss her on the cheek, and you force them, you know, is that influencing some of the stuff that we're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, boys will be sexual assaulters. You got to teach boys to keep their hands to themselves. Like,
that's right. I remember when we used to be on the school bus in school, and you would be, no girls wanted to get up and walk to the front of the bus past the guys, because somebody's going to grab your ass on your way to the front of the bus.
That's sexual assault.
That's definitely sexual assault.
Listen, the moral of the story is learn all you can about rape culture, learn the rules so you know how to play the game, because men have to understand it's not about what we think is consent, it's all about what the woman thinks is consent. So you better learn the rules. And the other moral of the story is nobody cares about grown men raping other grown men.
That's not true.
No, we are the lost cause out here when it comes to rape culture.
They 100% do. They do documentaries and everything about it, especially in jail.
What's the name of the documentary then?
I don't know if you ever watched Lockdown.
Yeah,
or Lock Up Raw and all of that. They shoot that all the time on there. That's where we saw Felice Johnson first.
Why you turn the future all of a sudden?
Why did you just turn the future? We got rumors all the way.
We are going to talk about Derrick Rose. We'll tell you what happened when he took the stand in his civil rape case. Also, we will discuss Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Yes, we'll tell you what's going on. Are they going to be pressing charges saying that Brad Pitt hit his son on the private jet?
Drop one of Clues bombs for Angelina Jolie using the auto-tune all of a sudden.
She definitely got the auto-tune.
Wow, you're just taking this radio thing to another level.
All That's right. what I sound like?
Yeah, ye.
Okay.
Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Derrick Rose did take the stand in his civil rape case. He said he did not do anything wrong. While on the stand, he said, I know what's rape, but I know I didn't do anything wrong. I'm focusing on my job, and that's to play basketball. Now, he also says that when he contacted her the night of the alleged incident, he had intended to have drinks and sex with her that night. And when they asked him if he told her in a text that, he said, I didn't have to. And she had made it clear to him that she wanted to have sex with him and that she also willingly performed oral sex on him that night while his friend was having sex with her from behind. During cross-examination, she did admit to lying at least 6 times during her deposition or in text messages to Derrick Rose. She sent him 5 texts that day, inviting him to her apartment and saying things such as, I need you and I want you here. When they asked her what she thought that she and Derrick Rose were going to do, she responded, watch a movie or just go to sleep, communicate or talk. So there's a lot of issues going on here. We'll see what happens. Basically, it's up to whether or not who believes Derrick Rose and who believes his accuser, because there's no physical evidence, there's no rape kit, there's no medical report, any of those things.
See, that's the problem. I mean, because when it gets to that he say, she say, it's like, you know, who's right, who's wrong? Who do you believe? Mm. Like, your fate is in the hands of who somebody believes? That's horrible.
Scary.
Yes.
So this is all in L.A., and, you know, he did miss the home opener against the Brooklyn Nets because of that civil trial that's been happening over the weekend. So he couldn't go back and forth. He has to handle this.
But that's why everybody needs to get schooled to what rape coach is, because, you know, like the lines of consent are very blurred. I know everybody thinks it's just as simple as yes or no. If that's the case, then how come this situation got so complicated?
Right. And he's saying that he did interpret a text message from that woman, the text message where she says that she wakes up horny and she sent a picture of herself in her nightshirt and continued that exchange throughout the day. He said he kind of interpreted that text message to mean that she was consenting to having sex later on that night. So he said, I was assuming that all of us going over there, that she wanted to have sex with all of us.
Don't assume nothing.
That's the problem. You cannot assume.
When it comes to consent, okay?
Right.
But we will keep you updated on what's going on with this civil rape case.
All right.
Now let's talk about Brad Pitt versus Angelina Jolie. He is not going to be prosecuted for that incident that happened on his private jet. They're saying there was never any investigation in the first place. They don't believe that there's a case. And that is when there were allegations that Brad Pitt had struck his son Maddox on a private jet. The LAPD was notified and they did turn that matter over to the FBI. But they're saying the FBI didn't even open an investigation. It should have never been referred to the agency at all. So right now, Angelina Jolie does have full custody of their 6 children.
Okay.
All right. Lil Wayne, here's some good news. He recently donated a skate park to the kids in New Orleans. Now, he was over there for his Little Louisiana Festival. That was his 2nd annual festival. And they had a pop-up skate park. And they had built that, but now he has decided to, instead of breaking down the ramps and bringing it back, he actually donated it to a park in New Orleans, the Parasite Park. And so he said, we have nothing but love for skaters out there and hope they continue to enjoy the skate obstacles as long as possible.
Nope.
That's a nice thing Little mm-hmm. Wayne did. All right, and Comic-Con over the summer, they did show a first teaser trailer for another Marvel series, Iron Fist, that's going to be on Netflix. Well, now they have another trailer out, and that Iron Fist is going to debut on Netflix March 17th of next year. Check it out.
Because of who you are, there will always be forces gathering against you. Disguised as a friend, slipping past you as a stranger. They are everywhere. If you choose to continue as you are, know that you risk everything. You are a living weapon.
I'm confused. I don't know why people are into these Marvel.
Well, you don't worry about it. Leave that to us, like Marvel heads, okay? As a Marvel head, the Iron Fist fight scenes better be stellar. I'm talking about Daredevil times 20. And Iron Fist is actually Luke Cage's partner.
Is he black too?
No. He's white.
All right. I know we'll be excited about that, though, because I know everybody's been watching Luke Cage as well. So this is coming next year.
Power Man and Iron Fist. It's my favorite comic book.
You excited, Charlamagne?
Absolutely. That's my favorite comic book series on now. They re-released, they started a new series of Power Man and Iron Fist comics. They're on like number 8 now. That's my favorite series out right now.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee. And that is your rumor report.
All right. Well, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? At DJ Envy, 800-585-1051. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Get your request in. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.